Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
And welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Hello, broads.
Hi, broads.
We're back. It's Thursday, and it's time to get a little bit creepy.
I feel like I say every episode that I'm so excited for this episode, but I'm so excited for this episode.
Me too.
Again.
So if you've been with us for the long haul or have gone back and listened to our earlier episodes, you know that we did a paranormal episode, scared the shit out of us.
I love talking about all things ghosty, creepy, demon-y.
Everything creepy, and after we did it, we didn't sleep for 3 days, and then we also have gotten so many DMs and messages from people begging us to do a part two because we said we were going to do it and we haven't, and it's been months. So
I know.
Here's the thing. We were just holding off for an amazing guest and we got one.
Thanks to a suggestion by one of our broads.
Yes, one of our broads slid into the DMs and suggested this person and their amazing podcast. So we are joined by Roz Dresfeles.
Hi.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Oh my God. Okay. So you have a podcast called Ghosted.
Yes.
And I have been listening and I'm obsessed.
Thanks.
You love all things spooky. Yes.
Love it.
Okay. Yes.
I'm not an expert. I just like to listen to people. I get all into it. I get terrified.
So you get wigged out after listening to everything.
Yeah. Well, I'm a drag queen. Yeah. I'm always wigged out, honey. Which, P.S., I didn't realize this was going to be on camera. So, because usually I'm always in drag on the podcast. So now people kind of know that I'm not.
But you're looking so cute.
Thank you.
Your little overalls.
Do you do videos
so
with your podcast?
No.
You should.
I know. I probably should.
But then that's just like a whole, that's more effort. Where like, then for every single recording, you have to get dressed to the nines.
See, but I like to be on the podcast and be like, oh, guys, I wish you could see this gown I'm wearing, this jewelry I've got on. It's amazing. Too bad you can't see it.
Too bad. I'm just
sitting there in track
in
pants, no shirt on.
Yeah.
Just like,
you're just fully nude. Yeah,
totally.
I'm all about it.
Yeah, so I'm usually like, oh, the effort I put in today. It took me hours. Too bad you're not here. Yeah.
So how long, quick question, does it take for you to get into full drag?
Well, it depends what it's for. Like if I'm going to be like on TV for like, it's going to be out there on YouTube or whatever for the rest of my life.
Yes.
Then I'll spend like 3 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. But
holy shit.
You know, I do a lot of stand-up comedy. So those shows, it's like, okay, I'm gonna be seen for 10 minutes. Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. Like, I'm gonna give you like a 45 minute.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
still,
it is a lot like of effort. I still gotta shave. I still gotta, it's a lot.
So, you do stand up?
I do, yeah.
Do you in Los Angeles or all over?
Wherever you want me. Sure. Okay. Yeah. I have a show at the Hollywood Improv that I've had for a couple of years. It's now become a game show, which is really, really fun.
Oh my God, how fun.
Oh, we're going.
Wait, let me tell you what it is. Okay, so basically what it is I have a contestant come on stage and a comedian, we lock up a comedian in a soundproof chamber.
Uh-huh.
And then the comedian comes back out to see this contestant and we give him 3 minutes just to tell us everything they would guess just by looking at them. So, you know, it gets real like people would be like, oh, you look like maybe you're a sign spinner outside of Boost Mobile or I don't know. And then they'll just start saying things and everything they get wrong, the contestant gets a point. And so the whole show is about how much are you actually as you appear from like the vibe.
Oh, I love that.
It's really, really fun.
Oh, I love that so much. I want to go up and do it.
I know.
You should. I would love to have you guys.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I do that every month. The next one's July 13th at the Hollywood Improv. It's called The Once Over.
I love that.
We're gonna have to go.
Yeah, it'll be a blast.
Yeah, please.
So tell us about your podcast, though, because that's why we have you on here.
Oh, that's
in the first
right.
Place.
What am I doing? Okay, so I've always been obsessed with ghosts. Yeah. And I grew up in a house that, I mean, it was haunted, but it's always kind of weird to say like it's haunted because it was like my grandma. Like, it's not like, spooky grandma. Oh, right. Like, it's,
so, but grandma haunted it.
Yeah, but it was like, you
she
know,
was a, present.
Yes. It was a very loving, you know, it was a grandma. So yeah. It was really good conditioning for me, you know, to learn at a very young age, oh, this is what it feels like when there's somebody in the room that you can't see, but you can feel them and, oh, yeah. you know, they just move something or whatever. So I, from a young age, I started being able to recognize that. And, you know, with ghosts, it's like everything is theory and we don't really fully know anything for sure.
How could we, you know?
But for the more I talk to people that are quote unquote experts and stuff, it does seem like there could be a thing that I think I have, which is ghosts are at a, you know, I go to a place where ghosts are and they go, oh, that person has like talked to us before. Like that person knows what it's like when we're around.
Really?
So we're going to let that person know that we're around. So, you know, ghosts are kind of like, ghosts like really like me. Like they're like real into this. So,
I think that's, I really do believe that's a thing.
And, I do too.
And like even within families. So like, I swear, like some of my aunts are crazy psychic, like have these crazy dreams, will like sense things. And my own parents will be like, no, I believe in it, but I'll admit I don't have it. Like both my parents say that. They're like, I don't have that sense. I don't get a sense of energies or presences. And me, I'm totally like, do you guys feel that in the room? Like what's happening?
Right.
I had this dream and this thing ended up happening. Like, you know,
I think you can definitely be closed off to it or don't believe it or whatever. I recently had a really, really experienced paranormal investigator, Katrina Weidman, who she actually has a show called Portals to Hell with Jack Osborne. It's a really creepy show on the Travel Channel.
Terrifying.
You should check it out.
Just not alone at nighttime.
Oh, no.
That's all.
Which is what I do all the time, which is why I don't sleep. But there's this, she was telling me that when I was explaining that I think I had this thing where ghosts are into me, and she was saying it's sort of like when you're at a party and, you know, if you're trying to talk to people and no one's like, we don't want to talk to you, like you're not going to want to talk to those people if they're like closed off.
Right.
But someone that's like, hey, what's up? It's the same kind of thing for ghosts, you know?
Interesting.
Because ghosts were people too.
That's true.
Obviously.
You always have to keep that in mind.
Hashtag ghosts were people too.
Yeah.
Okay. That's like the new movement.
Well, sometimes there's the things that I don't think were ever human, and that's where I lose my sleep.
Oh my God.
You guys, I hear so many stories these days, which is, listen, I asked for it. This is what I wanted. And there's a little bit of me that's like getting more used to it and like it's fine. Like this is all normal. Like, yeah, I hear another story about a man hovering over your bed at night, which is always terrifying to me, but I'm getting a little bit more used to it. But still, when I hear like the demon stuff.
Oh, no, no, no.
I have chills.
No,
don't fuck with it.
No.
Don't invite them in. Like,
well, like, and so often, like, I hear the Ouija board getting thrown around all the time. And my thing is, like, I know that, like, everyone's like, it's fun and games.
Bitch,
everyone does it when they were a kid. But I don't know. I've seen some weird
shit.
Have
you ever done a Ouija board?
Girl, do I have a Ouija board?
Okay, hold on. Before you get in, we're gonna do this.
Oh yeah.
Ad.
Okay.
Oh my God, I'm so
excited.
Today
we're sponsored by Ouija.
Surprise!
It's an online app
that will open up the portal to hell right in the middle of your living room. No, this is far from it. You know, as I'm sitting here, like you're just so fab. Thinking about fab fashion, Roz. Come on, I can't help but think about one of my favorite fashion companies, Amor Vare. The sustainable clothing brand committed to making versatile and thoughtfully designed clothing that's good for both you and the planet.
If you want to start living a more eco-friendly life, a great place to start is clothing. As we've discussed before, fashion is actually one of the top polluting industries in the world. Amor Vare's clothing is made from sustainable fibers, non-toxic dyes, and local production. And their clothes are made in limited quantities to eliminate excess waste and ensure the highest production standards.
What I love about Amor Vert is not only are their clothes incredibly soft and comfy, they're also classy and chic. They're jumpsuits, blouses, dresses, or pieces that can be fixtures in your wardrobe. I always say you need a few items in your closet that are chic and sophisticated that won't go out of style. Staple pieces. You need staple pieces, and really good quality is also key so that they'll last you a long time. We have some Amor Vert clothes that we'll be posting pics of later, but I love the pieces because you can really dress them up or dress them down. You can, you know, I got a blouse that I can French tuck into a pencil skirt and add a blazer for night, or throw it over a pair of stonewashed jeans, and you're casual, cute, perfection.
Wow, it's almost like you're a former stylist.
I don't know.
Right now, Amor Vert is offering our podcast listeners 15% off your first order when you go to shopgreenlove.com/chatty. That's shopgreenlove.com/chatty for 15% off your first order. Go to shopgreenlove.com/chatty.
Back to Ouija boards.
Okay, great.
Okay, tell us.
Okay, so speaking of fashion and things, they call me the bargain bin beauty, Ross Dress for Less, because I love thrifting. I love finding treasures. And sometimes I get into these scenarios where I'm like, listen, Roz, you do not need this in your house, but I just can't imagine somebody else having it. Right. So it's mine.
Yes.
So
about, if I can't have it, no one else can.
Exactly. About 10 years ago, I'm at this Goodwill and I see a Ouija board.
No! This is the beginning of a horror movie.
It is.
Oh my God.
And I like creepy things. I like old things. Like, I'm the kind of, like, I actually kind of want, like, an old ventriloquist dummy. I don't know. I'm weird, okay?
Oh, my God.
Okay, so I see this Ouija board. It's like, I would guess about 1960s. It's the board, it looks like it's never been touched almost. It's got the little piece on the inside. Like, it's like great condition. $1. I'm like, it's $1. I gotta.
Bitch, are you kidding?
It was like it was asking you to buy it.
I know.
Just $1, please.
I would have ran from.
Now, here's what I told myself.
Okay.
I will never play it. I will never mess with it. I just want it. I think
as a cool piece in your house.
I thought like maybe, it might be like a cool like coffee table book situation. I don't know.
So you really promised yourself. You're like, I'm not going to use it.
I really did. Yeah. I was like, I don't mess with that stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, little did I know that you don't even have to play with it. Who knows who played with it before?
Oh, my God.
So I put it in my...
And from their estate sale after they died, that's why it's in Goodwill for $1.
I know. You think about... Okay, I also had somebody come on my podcast that went to a psychic and they were wearing a thrifted shirt and they were saying that this man was connected to this shirt. He gave it to somebody that like died in it, I think. And yeah.
Dude, like, I put her... So I get little vintage dresses from like antique store that I put on her and I just like, I can't help thinking sometimes...
You never know the history of these things, and everything I own is like secondhand or antique.
You gotta put some holy oil on that. Throw it around the house. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Oh my God.
So I get this Ouija board and I'm like, I just remember I put it in like the corner of my apartment. I was not going to touch it. I was just like, whatever. I will deal with it later. I'll find a place for it. So the first night something happened, I had a friend over. We were just like hanging out. It was like a day or two after I bought it. And I kept hearing like something dropping in my kitchen. Like it just sounded like a leak, like something was dropping. And I just like, I don't know, whatever that is. And my friend went into the kitchen. He's like looking around. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I keep hearing something. I'm like, yeah, I don't know what that is either. And we both noticed that whenever we would like acknowledge it, it would stop. Like we'd be like, what was that? It stopped. And then we'd like go back to normal and it would like, like whatever. And then we'd be like, did you hear it? It stopped. It was like really weird. So then about a night or two after that, I'm like laying in bed. I'm trying to go to sleep. And I remember, so my bed was like on the far wall. The Ouija's like over there. I had a window on the other side of the room. And my back is to over there. I'm like facing the wall. And I keep hearing, I was living in this apartment. One floor below my apartment was like a parking lot area. And I kept hearing somebody outside like like just I was like maybe they're like smoking or I don't know what they're doing, like
somebody has emphysema.
I don't know what they were doing. Like I just like they're just doing that and they were kind of like shuffling on the concrete, but it seemed like the length of my apartment, like they were just kind of going back.
Okay.
Shuffling. And I was just like, whatever, I don't know who this crazy person is out there, I'm just gonna ignore it because I need to go to bed. So a lot of time is going by. I'm like, okay, this person, what are they doing? Get a hobby. And all of a sudden, I hear the get louder.
No, I'm freaking out.
Wait. And I hear no longer the concrete, just like a, and it's like getting louder. Then I hear the shuffling on my carpet. And I hear this, and it's coming toward my bed. And I'm not looking that way. I'm facing this way. And I'm like, I don't know what's about to happen. I think this is it for me. And I hear just like a, like something sit on my bed.
No! Stop!
And so I like turned, and there was nobody there. And then I instantly start hearing like,
like
it sounded like someone with fingers like on the walls, like doing that, and then on the ceiling, like not the roof, the ceiling. Like,
oh my god,
no!
Oh
my god. And then my light turned on, it turned off, and I was just like, I'm terrified. I turned on like the lights, and I didn't go to bed the entire night.
This crab man is about to get what?
Crab man breathing with breathing problems. And yeah, so then I remember I
did you think of the Ouija board at all during this scenario? Did it come to mind at all?
You know, the second that someone sat on my bed and there was no one there, I was like, this wasn't happening like a couple weeks ago.
Maybe that thrifting experience wasn't a great idea.
Yeah. So I didn't know what to do. And so I had all these cool, hip LA friends. I'm like, you guys, what do I do? And then, you know, one of them's like, here's some protective stones. Here's some sage. Here's a rosary. Like, all these things. I'm like, I'm doing it all. I don't care. So I put like all these things in the box. I put it in a box. I put it in a closet in storage. And I just like, I'm not touching it. And then like,
you kept it?
Well, but then I would talk to friends and they go, you can't get rid of it. It's attached to you now. Don't burn it. Like, it's just like the
object.
You're
gonna make it mad. It's like you're like demon pet now.
Well, yeah, it's one of those things. Like what I've learned is that that's merely what's the word that they use?
A vessel.
A vessel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not. It's not about the board. It's about whatever's attached to the board.
Okay. Whoever invited it to.
Yeah. So now it's my problem. So get rid of the board. The problem's still there. So and you know you hear these stories. It's like you throw it away and then all of a sudden it's back. And it's like,
oh my god.
Which I always want to see the footage. Like, how does it get? Does it slither back?
Yes, like, I don't. It's just like sludge that like I think like Fern Gully style, like this. Sludge yes. that just like slides down. Oh my god, that is so
that
creepy.
Is, so nothing since though.
Oh well, then I moved to a whole nother apartment and I forgot about it basically. I mean, I like to bring it up to friends. I'd be like, you guys, I had this ghost. And just kind of wasn't thinking about it. So then when I moved to the new apartment, first day, I'm like, everything, you know, I didn't even have like my bed set up or anything. I was like sleeping on a mattress or something on the floor. And I heard on the inside walls of my room, like basically like the same kind of tick, 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 but instead it was more like a like it was a, it, to me, it just seemed like fingers tapping a wall and then sliding down. Like,
oh, no. Oh,
and the same thing where it would be like, I'd literally be like, stop. And then it would like, stop. And then it'd be like, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to bed. And then it's like,
oh my gosh.
Like it would just keep happening. And so many things were like that where it would, you know, you would acknowledge it and it would stop and it would, you know, it was very weird. It was like an intelligent.
Did you ever address it? Like, did you ever talk to
it?
Well,
I got to the point where I was like, okay, like it doesn't seem evil. Like right. It's probably a demon, but like it kind of seemed like a fun demon that was like
he's down for a good time.
Yeah, it was like I got a roommate. Like this is great. Like I was getting kind of lonely, so now I have someone to
you
live
with.
You have
someone come and like spend the night and you're just kind of like ignore my demon. Like
literally that would happen. I would have friends over and I remember like the ceiling fan would turn on and I'm like, it's the demon. That's Carl, my demon or whatever. So then okay, the last thing that I remember happening that was like really interesting was I had this cute little dog at the time and we were sitting on the couch and I lived alone and, you know, contrary to popular belief, I am a man and my toilet seat was always up. And so me and the dog are like sitting there and the toilet seat slammed in the bathroom and, you know that sound when the toilet seat slams. Like, yes. It's just a very distinct sound. And so my dog, I remember, jumped up and, like, ran to the bathroom and then, like, ran back to me and was, like, terrified. And so I don't know what he saw. So eventually I'm like, I'm
the
not going in there.
The demon's dick.
Yeah.
In the bathroom.
I was like, I'm not. Well, that dog had seen some stuff in the apartment. And so he was real scared this time.
He's been exposed to things.
So I was like, I'm not going in that bathroom. And finally, I was like, okay, I gotta go pee. So I, like, went into the bathroom, and the toilet seat was up. I knew that sound. So,
oh, my God.
I don't know.
That really reminds me. I think the one I told the first episode, probably a lot of our listeners haven't gone back to listen to our third ever episode. But I basically had a situation where it was over the course of 2 weeks. A couple things happened. I'll go over it very briefly. I think we talked about it. Mm-hmm. But we had, like, double doors to my game room at my parents' house. It was when I was living with my family, and it was like 8:30 at night. I was alone at home. I thought my little brother had come home and was fucking with me, because it was like those double doors were like ka-ching, 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 on the other side of the house. And I was just like, fucking Joel's like messing with me again, like banging the doors on the other side of the house, right? So I just kind of ignored it. Anyway, I walk over to the other side of the house before I leave that night to go say bye to my brother. Of course, it's pitch black. Only the TV sound is on. The screen of the TV isn't on. And I just, like, I go, Joel, like, all quietly. And it was just, like, dead, pitch black.
My God.
Of course, his car was in the garage. I booked it out of there. I didn't look back at the house because I was afraid I was going to see something in the window.
I'm not looking back.
But then
that's
the
so
second,
aggressive.
Right? Yeah. And then a second thing happened where basically we had this really high alcove, and there was a I had a party in the backyard with my friends. We come back inside at the end of the night, and there's a single candle burning at the in the middle of the alcove, like 15 feet up in our fucking dining room. Like,
what
the fuck? And I, like,
candle?
All of my friends, I was like, please, the candle had originally been on the dining room table with, like, a set of candles, and then just one was up on the alcove. And
it was lit?
Yes. And so I told my friends, I was like, did any of you, like, are you fucking with me? Did you put this candle? And everyone was like, what are you talking about? And also, that's not a very funny prank, because you could burn somebody's house down.
Yeah, and that's like a very weird thing to just, like, put it in the alcove.
So it's like starter ghost?
I had to stand on my brother's shoulders to pull the candle down. Like, it was not, like, it was very high.
So, like, someone couldn't have, like, jimmied up there real quick.
No! And then the third thing that happened within the same 2 weeks, my parents were out of town, by the way, this whole 2 weeks. And my parents are very, like, very Christian folk. And I think that since my parents were out of town, whatever weirdo demon was in that house, there was a lot of weird shit that happened in that house. I think it was, like, time to play. Like,
oh my God.
Christian parents are away.
Oh.
Yeah, and then the third thing happened was this heavy breathing, exactly like you're talking about. I was in my bedroom, like, with my boyfriend on the phone. And then all of a sudden I heard this, like, right inside of my door. And
no.
I was like, what the fuck? And I opened the door, threw open the door. My sister comes out of her room. She goes, Beck, were you crying in the hallway? I heard somebody breathing really hard.
Stop.
So,
maybe it was the same demon.
Yes, no, I think it was. I'm telling you, three times over the course of 2 weeks. And then my parents got back, nothing more. But it was weird. It was really fucking with me.
The breathing is always, like, so attached to everything. So my uncle had a crazy Ouija board
story.
Isn't it
funny how they all kind of,
yeah,
like,
they
they're
all
similar?
Because it's, well, mm-hmm. I mean, it makes sense.
Well, I feel
sense.
Like that's very validating when, like, other people have the same kind of experience.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we talk about a lot on the show. It's like, oh my gosh, like, I've experienced that too.
Yes, yeah. Same. Yeah, exactly. So, okay, so my uncle was dating this girl for a couple years. They had two cats together, and apparently the cats, like, slept in bed with them every night. They were, like, always on top of their faces. Very affectionate. So sexy. And one, like, he's gone at one point for a week. Comes back. The cats will not come in the bedroom. Like, literally, like, will not enter the bedroom. And he's, like, picking them up and, like, pulling them into the bedroom. And they're, like, clawing their way out. They will not stay in the bedroom.
Pets and little kids, man.
Exactly.
They know. They know. And so my uncle asks his girlfriend, like, what's going on? She's like, yeah, it's so weird. They started doing that, like, 2 days ago. I don't understand. Well, she ends up going away. The cats won't come in for, like, a week. She goes away for 2 days. He's cleaning the room. He goes under her bed to clean, and he finds a Ouija board under her bed.
What?
And all of a sudden, he's like, holy shit. And he's so not down for anything like that. He's scared to death of all sorts of the spirit world. And he goes, calls her, and is like, Gabby, what the fuck? Why is there a Ouija board under our bed?
You're just playing with it at the house and decided
like,
to stash it?
Calm down. Like, a couple of my friends were over. We did some Ouija board. It's not a big deal. Nothing weird happened. And I just threw it under
the
bed.
That's what you think.
You have the audacity to stash it under somebody else's bed? That is
so rude.
No,
it was her own bed. It was her own bed. Yeah,
I was thinking it was a house sitter. I don't know why I was creating my own narrative.
No, so they live together. And so he then ends up throwing it out. So he did the foreboding, but he threw it out and he said within an hour of him throwing the Ouija board out, the cats came back in, slept there, never a problem again.
See, you know what is interesting is I did that too. Because in this time of my life, I moved like 3 times, I think. And when I left that second place with the toilet seat, I was like, I'm just going to throw it out. And so I just threw it in a dumpster.
Oh, so you did. Okay, eventually.
And everything was fine. Yeah.
Except for the poor garbage man.
I know. The poor garbage man who took it home and was never the same again.
But honestly, I think it was a cool demon.
Yeah, he was fine.
I think some of them are more evil than others. I think some of them just have a little fun.
I think some that are just like I didn't mean to be a demon. Yeah. But like,
I'm so bored in the underworld. I just want to make friends.
Yeah, they're just kind of like rascally and the other ones are just
It's
horrifying.
Like, it's just the family business. My parents made me be a demon, but like, it's not my passion.
It's not what I chose to be.
Did I talk about last time how my dad had a client who, my dad works with, anyway, he had a client, doesn't matter, who it has nothing to do with my father's profession, but the client was telling him how they moved into a house and how there was something messing, like scratching their children. Like they were waking up with scratches and stuff. And it ended up to the point where like the whole family was sleeping together in the downstairs living room because they were all like terrified of
this. There
was
one recently that was making headlines in Michigan. That was a baby that got scratched and they put a camera and they caught some kind of creature situation. You should look it up. Yeah, it's
what?
Yeah,
that's so weird. There was 3 months, and it went on, probably happened like once a week. And Evan was Ruthie's narfing on that thing. And Evan was like, my husband is not he's very skeptical. He hates talking about it because he gets very scared, but he doesn't. He's always like, no, it's not true. It's not true. Well, I was waking up like numerous times a week, and I'd wake up and there would be these little cuts, like hundreds of them all over my hands.
What?
Yeah. And they were so thin, like it didn't feel like paper cuts. They didn't hurt, but like my skin was open and there were like hundreds of them. Like I took photos. I was trying to find the pictures and I don't know where they are now and I'm super bummed, but you could add, yeah, Evan would be like, yeah, it was really weird. And I was having these like horrible nightmares. I normally don't remember my dream, but it was like 3 months worth of having horrific nightmares. And I would always startle, wake up from them, fall back asleep. And then the next morning I look and I'd have these scratches, but just on the palms of my hands, nowhere else. Just on my palms.
You're giving a demon hand jobs in your sleep or something.
Well, let me ask, with those sharp nails, were you doing like...
I didn't have the nails at the time.
Oh.
I did not have the nails at the time.
That's bizarre.
And it was the form of the cuts was what was the weird thing too. Like, so I'd like check out like the covers that I was sleeping on, like is something like a fiber rubbing against me or whatever, but there were no cuts anywhere on him and nowhere else on my body, but they'd go away by like the end of day.
That's
you couldn't see them. Yeah, it's a demon, right?
It's a demon.
It's a demon. And I felt very weird. That was like our first house together. And I felt very weird in that house. I hated being alone. Like it was a really safe neighborhood, but it was always just like that feeling of like you would just look out the windows in the dark and I would just be waiting to have someone like staring back
that's a bad vibe.
One of my least favorite things, it's not really a ghost thing, but just like open windows at nighttime. Ugh.
No, honey. I can't do it.
I always sleep with open windows.
Well, I mean, like, I like, like, I need the curtains to, like, because people can see inside, but you can't see outside.
Oh, I know. I'm weird. I, like, never close the blinds in my whole house.
Ugh, stop.
Good for you.
I mean, yeah, bless. Like, I'm sure that you have, like, a very nice, like, airflow going on, but absolutely not.
I don't know. Yeah, that's true. I think I'm used to actually sleeping in, like, multi-floor. Like, I used to always have an apartment on, like, the third floor. And so you leave your windows open because no one can see in. And it's like...
Yeah,
but then I still...
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Speaking of windows...
That's true. Guys, it's creepy.
I'm about to shake up your world a little bit here.
Oh, no.
Please.
Okay. Oh, no.
So I told my mom, I was like, Mom, I'm having another paranormal podcast.
Oh,
do you have
you were
anything
texting
weird?
Me about this.
And my mom's like, no, there's nothing. She's like, well... one thing that was really creepy used to happen when you were young. I'm like, oh my God, so this isn't a ghost thing, but it feels like very like occulty to me.
Okay.
These ones almost freak me out more. My aunts have some weird like occulty type stories and they freak me the fuck out.
It's all, this is all just theory, but it's very strange. So when I was like 2 or 3 in our first home, my mom always did feel strange in that home as well. And my uncle ended up moving into that home afterwards and he left because he was like, there's something about that house.
Really?
Yeah. But again, he's very sensitive. He gets very nervous about things. But when I was like 2 or 3...
Good, better to be sensitive and just like leave before shit hits the fan.
Before you got a demon named Carl who's tapping on your walls constantly. But she said that she, at the time, my dad was working in the restaurant industry. So like he wouldn't come home until like 4 a.m. And so she wouldn't sleep well sometimes when he wasn't there. And so she's like, I would get up at night and whatever. And I'd kind of pace around and, you know, so our house was on this hill and there was like an, you know, cul-de-sac and then right below it, another cul-de-sac. So the house, the top window in like her bedroom, you look down, it was this big window and you could look down and see the neighborhood below. You know, it was like, you could see everything. It was relatively close, right?
But where is this?
This was in Laguna Niguel.
Oh, okay.
So it was
a
safe space. Like it wasn't, you know, so she could look down, they were close. You know, you could see very clearly, and it was their front driveway, these houses. So my mom started noticing there was this family that lived directly below.
Oh my God.
It was a husband and a wife, and they had 3 children. And you wouldn't see activity during the day there at all. But at like once a month, at like 1 a.m., the husband and wife would take their kids, and they'd be fully dressed, and they'd like shuffle them into the car. And they'd leave and they'd go somewhere and they'd come back about like 2 hours later. 1 a.m. Pitch black, fully dressed. So my mom is like really wigged out.
How does she notice this, by the way?
Because like, she sometimes has like insomnia and she gets up and kind of like is walking around the house.
And just watch the neighborhood out the window. Yeah. Like your mom's the ghost.
Sylvia's just like the creepy. But okay, so what happened was, but she'd like peep out and be like, oh my God, what's going on? Like, and she kind of would ask the neighbors, like, what's their deal? And like, everyone's like, I don't know. They're really like elusive. They don't really know any, like talk to anybody. Their 3 kids like don't like interact with any of the kids in the neighborhood. And, but again, the fact they'd be fully dressed. Oh, that was the other thing too. My mom said the kids would all wear have like the same thing on.
She's like, yeah, they all wore these like dark red cloaks.
Yeah.
Like just like over
it
their heads.
It was very
so
strange.
Weird.
So then one night, my mom was...
Oh, that already is... That's
so freaky.
Something's off.
So then one night, my mom said that she was up and she hears the, like, the car, sees the lights, and she looks down and the family is, like, going in. The dad has the door open and the kids are, like, shuffling in their, like, blue shirt, blue pants situation. They go in. And my mom said she's looking down. Well, the way that the windows are, that you couldn't see into our house, right? So it was, like, the reflective, like, you couldn't see in. My mom says all of a sudden, the guy just looks up and makes direct eye contact at her.
Horror movie.
And she says he does not divert his gaze and he just stares at her. And she's like, I swear to God, the woman doesn't exaggerate. She's like, I swear to God, for at least like 30 seconds. She's like, he just stares at me. Everyone else is in the car. And she's like, I know he can't see me. She's like, but I literally can't move. And I'm just looking at him and he just looks at her. No facial expression. Turns away. And goes back. And my mom was like, that was creepy. And that used to happen.
Yeah, that is
creepy.
That
feels like occulty vibes, right? Like,
so yeah.
In the middle of the night, you take your entire family once a month doing something weird for like 2 hours. It's not like, oh, they left and they didn't come back until like, you know, they're not taking a late flight. You know, this is like they're gone for 2 hours.
Where would they
go?
Or are they like
doing
something
sacrifice?
Horrible,
exactly.
Like pimping out their children or something like that?
That's
something
whole other horrific thing too.
Whatever it is,
whatever
not
it was
good.
Creepy.
Now,
as hell.
Okay, so I had a Bible. So I went to a Christian school in junior high. I had a Bible teacher who was also sort of like exorcist in his spare time of sorts. Kind
fun
of
little hobby he was, to dabble in.
He's actually
teach the children and then exercise.
He's actually one of the fucking funniest people I've also ever met. He has like a very dry sense of humor and he would always tell things very casually. Like in our Christian school Bible class, he'd be like, yeah, back in college, you know, when we were growing marijuana in our bathtubs and, you know, like my girlfriend, this and that. And we were all supposed to look at him as the example of like what not to be. But we were all like, he is so fucking cool. Like, we love him. But yeah, no, he always had these fucking crazy stories, like just crazy stories. And Fresno, I'm from Fresno originally. That's a weird place. There's a lot of weird stuff that goes on.
Yeah, I've heard.
There is a lot of weirdness that happens. And he just had these stories of like, he would like go into the downtown area and like sit on a bench and like pray for everyone as they pass by. And he'd have people like scream at him and be like, stop talking to them. Like, stop talking to them about me. Like, he would have just people react very weirdly towards him because he was a very spiritual person. And I do believe that some people are like good, really good, like spiritual forces. And he seemed like he really had that. Right. He had like this powerful,
what
spiritual
kind of Christian?
Force for good. I don't know. Like okay. Normal Christian. I don't know.
Well, sure. Like evangelical.
I don't know.
Well, because yeah, were some you? Are like a lot more strict about demons and that.
Right.
Sort
like
of
we've
thing.
We've talked in our past episode. We talked about how so both Becca and I were raised in like very religious Christian homes.
Okay.
But you were raised in a place where. It was more like you talked a lot about the spiritual world.
I think that's like how I got into a lot of this right. stuff to begin with is because my yeah. parents were like, you got to worry about demons, man. And I was like, I know. Wow.
And okay. I was very different. Like the Christianity I was raised with was like, we don't talk about, there's no ghosts. Yes, demons exist, but like we don't see them.
I was raised Catholic, which is okay. like, that's like a ghost stories.
Yeah.
And
oh,
shit.
Hell yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, my dad's Mexican and like a lot of my Mexican
Mine
side
too.
Of the family is like,
totally.
There's a lot that goes on. Like
totally.
Those Hispanic people, man, have a lot of creepy ass stories. My
La Llorona.
Yeah, have you seen the movie?
I did. I liked
good?
It.
Oh, okay, I gotta see it. Yeah, no, but he just had weird stories, and there was just he would tell stories about. Like he also was kind of like a counselor for people. And so he would have like there was this woman he said came in and like she had been involved all since childhood in an occult situation where she was sort of like not like the human sacrifice, like they would murder her, but she would be like sort of like tortured like for the demons kind of thing.
Oh my God.
Like really dark shit.
I don't think people should mess with that.
No.
Not good.
No.
My mama told me not to.
No. And my aunt also has a really crazy story about where like she her older sister took her to take part in some weird thing in this home and it was like a Native American ritual and she like blacked out for the 2 hours and like when she came to she was like standing in a corner like holding sage and there was all this like there's people do weird shit.
Oh my
people
God.
Do weird shit and it's definitely still happened so I'm sure that they were involved in something not kosher.
It seems like yeah 1 a.m with the kids you leave the house.
I don't know.
How do you two feel about like going ghost hunting? Is that something you would do?
No,
absolutely.
You would?
Yes.
But not you. Okay.
No, I don't want to bring any friend home.
Oh, I know.
I am very fine and peaceful with my life as it is. I have a baby. I do not need to be fucking with that shit. I feel like in my, like in high school, I used to always wake up at like 3 a.m. and I'd feel like there was this dark presence in the room and it was just like,
yeah, you seem very sensitive to it.
Horrifying. Yeah. And I don't like it. And I'm just like, please leave me alone. I don't yeah. like it's fun to talk about, but I don't want any of it in my life.
That's how I feel, too.
OK, so you wouldn't ghost hunt.
Well, ever since I started doing this podcast, I feel like, you know, for the listeners, yes. I need to get out there a little bit.
Get in the field.
You know, yeah, get out exactly. there and mingle with the ghosts. So I've done a little bit. I have plans to do more. I'm going to go in full drag and like, oh I don't God. Want, if I'm going to have all the bobby pins in the world. Because if I get my wig snatched.
I was going to say, like, come on. Or like, what if something attaches to your wig?
Oh my God. Well,
you have a haunted wig situation.
I know.
Wait, so where have you gone?
Well, I've been to this guy's house that he lives on Cielo Drive, like next to where the Sharon Tate murders happened.
Oh my God.
And his house has like all this paranormal activity, not necessarily just related with that murder. It's just sort of like a gateway to a lot of activity. And so I've been there and I've had a little bit of things happen there. But I'm I have plans. Like, I want to go to the Queen Mary and Long Beach. And
yes.
I want to go to all these places. People keep sending me stuff. I was just in Boise, Idaho doing a Pride show, which was really fun. And so many people told me I had to go to the penitentiary there. And there's like not necessarily abandoned prison, because they like literally, they're like, $5, you can walk around. So, but it's like real old, like spooky.
That's weird. Would you like stay the night? Like, stay the night in like an abandoned hospital or something?
Oh my God.
I would have to be paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
I might. Maybe.
There was that show for a while. We had a friend of ours go on it where they make you stay in these like supposed haunted, like they're haunted spots and typically they're abandoned. Like he got paid to stay there for an entire week. Him and a friend.
You know, producers are fucking with them though.
Okay, so he said,
come on, you know they have shit rigged.
Maybe, but he said that it was like, and he's like, he's just kind of wired in the way that he's like, I'm doing this and this is all a bunch of bullshit.
Right.
But
right,
I'm doing
right,
it
right,
for cash and to like get my music out there, you know?
Right, oh, right, yeah, right.
Sure.
And he was like, he said some weird shit happened for sure. But again, you wonder what the producers.
A week is a long time.
But that's
time.
What he said. Yeah. He's like, I also felt like maybe I was going crazy because you're in this spot for that long and you're
true,
alone with like
that's
a person.
True.
You're not allowed to leave the house. And like,
and your imagination's running.
Oh yeah. Like your own home, like without TV or anything like that. You're
I'd
just kind
crazy.
Of like, yeah, I'm starting to hear people too. Like,
well,
it's
yeah, and also
sanity.
What if somebody told you that like there's a demon in your house and so you have to stay there for a week? Like just that premise alone, you're gonna
yeah,
start like
right,
things are gonna happen.
Oh.
I want to start doing video. Like when you asked about me doing video of my podcast, not necessarily for interviews, maybe, but I want to do video content where I go out.
Where you go.
Yeah.
Oh my God. There's a place I used to go in college with all my friends. So it's in Yucaipa, so it's not too far away. And there's like numerous spots in Yucaipa. Yucaipa is like, where the hell is that haunted? It's, well, I was at school in Riverside and okay, it was like an hour from there, I think.
Is that the place where there's like Yucaipa? I think
it's the stairs that end, like there's like, there's an area in the middle of nowhere and there's just like a thing of stairs and then they just
nowhere?
Stop stairs to nowhere.
That's weird.
And it's like very haunted and I've been there and it's very scary.
Have you guys ever been to the Winchester Mystery House?
No, I want to.
I would go to that.
Yeah, okay, that sounds really cool.
And I love the whole story behind it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, if people don't know, the Winchester Mystery House is in, like, Central California off the coast. And basically, a woman, I think, had, like, a huge inheritance.
Yeah, from the Winchester rifle.
Yes! Which, that in and of itself, you know, that's weird. You got gun money. And then she, I guess, like, her husband died, and she thought there was a curse on them.
Yeah, she went to a psychic that told her... Gosh, I actually talked about it on the show. I researched it and everything. I think the psychic told her that she has to keep building this house or the spirits that were killed by the Winchester rifles
will catch up to her kind of thing.
Yeah.
So she made this house basically to like try to trick the spirits, where there's like doors that lead to nowhere, uh-huh, like door, like closed doors. There's like staircases that lead to nothing, like little trick doors, like, yeah, doors behind fireplace. Just, it's a trap, a huge like house.
Yeah, that's definitely on my bucket list. I need to go there.
It's where? I was thinking of another spot.
Central Coast.
It's in, I think, San Jose.
No. It's more like San Luis Obispo area.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Oh my God.
It's more Central California. I haven't been, but I really want to. Let's take a break real quick.
Yeah. Well, you know what must really suck about being a ghost?
What?
Is not being able to eat delicious food.
Oh my God.
That would be horrible. It's like the point of my life. Speaking of delicious food, let's talk about Green Chef.
Okay.
God bless Green Chef, the USDA organic certified company that makes eating well easy and affordable with plans to fit every kind of lifestyle. Let me tell you, for someone, AKA myself, who is not naturally great in the kitchen, Green Chef is a real game changer.
They make it as easy as possible. They deliver to your door. They do the meal planning. They do the grocery shopping. Recipes are quick and easy with step-by-step instructions, chef tips, and photos to guide you along. Ingredients come pre-measured, perfectly portioned, and mostly prepped, and they have something for everyone. Meal plans you can choose from include paleo, plant-powered, vegan and vegetarian, pescatarian, keto, gluten-free, and omnivore.
I get the paleo meal plan, and the other day they delivered a Kenyan chicken curry.
Delish.
With cauliflower, rice, kale, and toasted coconuts and almonds.
Okay.
Oh my God, so good. And even though I literally barely have to do anything. I always feel like such a boss when I plate my gorgeous Green Chef food, because I feel like mom is not eating takeout.
Yeah.
She's eating delicious home-cooked meals. So,
and Green Chef has a great special offer for our listeners today. For a total of $75 off, that's $25 each of your first three boxes, go to greenchef.us/chatty75. Again, that's $75 off if you go to greenchef.us/chatty75. greenchef.us/chatty75.
So, okay, you're talking about wanting to go ghost hunting places.
Yes.
Do you feel like there was ever a specific house aside from your house that you like grew up in with your grandma that like you just felt weird in the home?
Yeah. Well,
or is that something that like, or that people will come on and talk to you about in your podcast? Like,
I've had experiences. I can think of one in a house, but just a lot of different, you know, old hotels and, you know, restaurants and stuff like that. But I had a friend, I remember in high school, she had told me that there was this woman that they would see in her house sometimes that was just some ghost lady and whatever. And one night, years later, after college, we were back in my hometown and I stayed at the house and I was in some bedroom and the closet opened and I could like feel a presence. And I think I was a little drunk, but like it happened. And I was like, I was trying to go to bed and it happened. And then I went to bed and I woke up the next day and I said, I can't remember the exact name, but I remember saying to my friend, like, hey, I think Christine visited me last night. And she was like, how do you know her name was Christine?
What?
And I was like, I don't know. Didn't you always say her name was Christine? And she was like, no, but crazy enough, we just did some history. Like, we just did some research and found out her name was Christine.
That's weird.
She's like, we just did that.
That's weird.
My God.
Yeah, it was very weird.
Oh my God, she like told you her name telepathically.
Yeah. Okay, but stories, okay, on my podcast, we've only been doing this since January, but we've had all different kinds of crazy stories. But one of our most crazy one that we've had was somebody had sex with a ghost.
Yes, we had a lot of people ask questions about like, is that a thing? People like, because they'll hear people having sex with a ghost. Okay, I'm excited that you have a story about this.
Yeah.
Like, by the way, is this like a rape situation or is it like a consensual, like, I'm going to get it on with this ghost?
I was nervous about that. Well, we had Billy Lee from Vanderpump Rules come on and she told the story and she was like, it was great. She was like, I liked it or whatever. She made it sound like it. Like I said to her, it sounds like you liked it. And she's like, yeah. So it seemed,
I don't understand. Like a terrible thing.
I feel like every time I've heard sex with a ghost mentioned, it was never in like a salty way. It was always kind of like, yeah, it just kind of happened and like I let it happen.
Yeah, well, I also researched like all the celebrities that have claimed to have had ghost sexual encounters.
Are there a lot?
Yeah.
Really?
Kind of.
Maybe they're like ghosts of celebrities and they're like, I'm gonna bless you with my star power.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. But yeah, so we kind of like made the headlines with this Billy Lee story because it was like people thought it was kind of outrageous, but I don't know. I believe her.
So was she just like,
I mean, like, I need the whole, like, was there foreplay involved? Like, how do you have sex with a ghost? I don't get it.
Tune in to find out.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
Oh my gosh. I'm immediately going and listening afterwards.
Yeah, me too. What episode is that on though? Actually,
It's just the Billy Lee episode.
Okay. It'll say Billy Lee.
I don't know what number.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Because a lot of people were asking about that. Like, and I've definitely heard like talk about that before. Like people get it on with ghosties.
That is so crazy.
Yeah.
That does not sound like a mean ghost to me.
I know.
That's a very giving ghost. I don't think I've ever actually had like any kind of like, I don't think I've ever seen anything as so much of just a sense. But you're talking about houses. I was just thinking like there's definitely been some houses where I'm like, I feel like there's, we're definitely not alone here. But then also sometimes it's an energy thing too. Like I remember in high school, there was this friend's house that would always creep me out and then come to find out that her parents had like serious drug abuse issues and like all these kind of, so that's kind of like intertwined sometimes.
I definitely think that traumatic scenarios, like the energy that goes with that can be imprinted in an area.
Yeah.
That's what I've learned from talking to people too.
It can be really heavy.
There was a home, my grandparents used to own when I was young. And I never stayed there very often because they had two spots and I typically stay at the one that was closer to my parents' house. But they had this one place and every once in a while I'd have to stay there and I would beg my mom, like, I don't, and I loved my grandparents, but there was something about the house that, like, I was just really scared of. There was a weird energy. And again, I was young and I feel like kids and children and animals are, like, more sensitive to
it.
And I just, and I don't recall having any, like, maybe I did and I just don't remember it. I, like, blocked it out, but I remember just hating the house and being so scared of it. And so the other day when I was telling my mom about this paranormal one, I'm like, yeah, you know, one of the houses that always freaked me out was that Fullerton house. And my mom was like, oh yeah, my brother, my uncle, didn't like that either. And I'm like, did anything weird, like, ever happen? And she's like, well, right before we bought it, someone committed suicide in it.
Oh no.
And I go, well, mom. And they're like, yeah, we knew the person too. Oh, wow. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe that has something to do with it. And literally, like, everyone, even my mom, who is, like, just not connected in that way, was like, yeah, the house always, there was just something. And, like, they had a lot of bad things actually happen at that house too. Like, aside from any sort of ghosty moments, there were people who would show up. Like, the area was nice, but, like, you know, like, vagrant style, people would show up and try to break into the home and would, like, threaten them and be on this. Yeah, there was a lot of really bad stuff that happened at that house.
That's weird.
Do you guys know about the Cecil Hotel in downtown Los Angeles?
No.
Girl, that's a Google.
What?
Okay, Google it.
Oh my God, I'm going to be on there for hours.
Okay, it's the one where a couple years ago there was a woman found in the water tank. I don't know if you heard about this.
It was what?
Like a, it's a big story.
This was a few years ago?
Oh, guys, this is, like, a big thing.
What?
You're going to fall down a whole rabbit hole. Like, it's a thing. Okay. So this woman was found in the water tank on the roof of this hotel, this old hotel in downtown LA. And it's very mysterious. How did she get up there? She wouldn't have been able to do it herself. All these theories, no one knows. This weird security footage came out of her in the elevator, like, reacting to something, all, like, it's very strange. And it turns out, like, that place, if you Google and start researching, it's for years had, like, crazy stuff happen there, like,
oh,
lots of
my God,
like, people jumping and, like, serial killers living there, and, like, I think that it just kind of has that bad energy that, like, it attracts, you know.
Oh, right. This begs the question, can cars and other modes of vehicles, can they be haunted?
Yeah, I think anything can,
any right? Object, right?
I've never heard of a haunted car.
Just, like, drives people off the edge.
There's that movie, oh my God. Christine. It's like a Stephen King book movie about a haunted car.
But really?
Yeah, I guess I haven't come across that. I'm still waiting for, like, a drag queen ghost.
Yeah.
Or, like,
where are they at?
Yeah. Wait, I've just wondered, like, what happens if somebody kills themselves in their car? Like, what happens? Because, you know, with, like, a house, you have to disclose, like, deaths that have happened, I think.
I don't know if you do. I've heard you do and you don't.
I think you have to disclose it publicly. I don't think you have to, like, the real estate person has to tell you, but, like, it has to be public knowledge.
Right.
So you can look up, like, how
I've
people
asked
died
every
in my
time.
House.
Yeah. Oh,
every
yeah.
time. Well, and especially this house, we're right across from the cemetery. Like, literally, you see the cemetery.
I love
so,
that cemetery. It's
I know,
a really
I love
nice
it too.
Cemetery.
It's beautiful. But before we bought this house, I was, like, very, like, you guys better tell me if anything weird has gone down. Like, I need to know, like, what, you know, because our last house felt like a strange, not a bad, like, it felt like a good spirit was at our last house. I think I talked about it on the last podcast, but this one, and they said, no, nothing. But we've definitely had, like, loads of babysitters always make comments to us. And I'm like, we haven't had anything, but like numerous babysitters have been like, do people ever tell you that, like, weird stuff happens here? And we're
strange.
Like, no, but I have to live here now. So thanks for letting me know.
Yeah.
But yeah, rude. No, we haven't had anything until recently. My daughter and I, and it's hard because I don't know if, like, this is connected to, so we recently told her about my grandfather who's passed away, and we went to go visit the cemetery, and we were like, this is your bappy, you know, and he died, but he's your great grandfather and he's, like, watching you from heaven and blah, blah, blah. And she got, like, very emotional and was, like, bawling, and she was like, I miss him, and, like, was, like, holding his grave. It was very, like, very emotional. But she then became, like, obsessed with him, and she's like, I want pictures of him. Can I have pictures? So she got all these photos of him from my grandma who's still alive. And so now her room is like basically a shrine to my Boppy.
Oh, wow.
In the past like month, which is great because if Boppy's here, I love him, bless. But like in the past month, for the first time, she's now been talking about like seeing things.
Well, yeah.
But there's a shrine to her grandfather who's passed away in her room. And then sometimes like at night, I'll hear her talking to Boppy because I have the monitor.
That's cute.
But I don't know if she's talking to the photos or if she like thinks he's there.
Aww.
Because she'll tell, or if he, if his like presence
That's
is
really
there.
Sweet.
Like, I don't know. So
That's
it's like
really
a nice
sweet,
little ghosty.
It is a little bit creepy to me to hear like a child on a monitor, like talking to something that
a child
there.
On a monitor is the scariest thing anyways. Like when
they'll
alone,
turn and look at the camera and they're like,
oh no. And then
their little green
and
eyes,
then yeah, like, their eyes are bright and you're like, God damn it. It's like every horror movie.
It's
like, no,
really
when
freaky.
I'm alone and I have the monitor on and she's in there, I'm just like, I just can't look at it. Cause I feel like you'll see shifts and movements.
Do you think that ghost children are spookier than adult ghosts?
I think the children are scared. Like they
That's
like
a lot of people
give
think.
Me the spooks more, but I'm more like horrified
I've never,
of adult
I don't
ghosts.
Think I've encountered like one versus the other.
But just the thought of a bunch of little children in like 1700 lace dresses that are
Jesus.
Just like
la 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 la.
I hope they're not haunting Ruth's room now that I bought her all those vintage clothes. God damn
oh,
it.
No. There you go.
They're like, I've come to claim my dress back.
Oh my God. You brought up a really good point in your podcast I was just listening to about ghost clothes. Can the clothing exist physically, but then the ghost can be wearing the clothing, so the clothing exists in two different dimensions?
Because someone was
that
telling
blew
me,
my mind.
Somebody was saying that this that I think it was
that
their
a suit jacket,
yeah, gave them the suit, and then they saw their grandfather wearing the suit, but like they also still had the suit. So I was like, how can you be a ghost of something that still exists? It's very like that is like some late
that
night smoking
crazy.
Weed. Like, wait a minute. Yeah, it really blew my mind. I don't know. I have so many questions that I'll never have the answer to.
That's really crazy. Okay, let's get into the story. I see you whipping out your phone.
Okay,
we got
so there.
Freaky story.
There is a listener who we asked some people to send us stories, and we got so many, and I'm so sorry that we don't have the time for just loads of them. But there was one in particular, and Homegirl sent us a video with it.
Yes.
And that's what made me so scared. So this girl has just a roommate, and they started having like really weird shit go down, and this lasted for a really long time. I want to make sure that the video doesn't start playing yet. Oh God, there it's playing. Okay.
So creepy.
They had like weird shit going down, like, but like aggressive, you know, like the slamming of cabinets, light. I mean, the lights going on, yes, but then like lots of slamming. And they started to get like really wigged out to the point where, they had people come, like ghost folk came
paranormal
like three
people.
Paranormal people came like three times to like try to get rid of it. Nothing they were doing seemed to be working. They were also saying that like it was a situation where when a man would stay over, these are two female roommates. When a man would stay over, everything would stop. But when a female friend, it was almost like it made it worse.
Yeah.
Like,
which makes you wonder, is it a female ghost or a male ghost?
Yeah.
I don't know. They didn't say that they hurt. Well, actually, no. It sounds like a female
it
ghost.
It does. It does. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So they said many people started to say, like, you guys are just, one of you guys is pranking the other one, whatever. And
the cabinet doors would be, like, left open.
And they would
like
take
just
photos. Yeah, they were like, you guys, look at this morning. All the cabinet doors are open. Everything's open. And, like, people wouldn't believe them.
Because you're
blah,
like,
blah.
Okay, the cabinet
yeah,
doors
you
are
opened
open
it
in
yourself.
A photo.
Yeah, like, yeah. And then you took a picture. Or they said one of your roommates is tricking the other. And the girl who wrote to us was like, no, listen, like, we would sleep in the same bed most of the time because we were so scared. She said it was one of the worst years of both of our whole lives. This has now been years since. We're made of honoring each other's wedding. We're best friends. Like, we would never try to fuck with the other person like
that.
To
that degree.
Yeah. They were like, we were both miserable. Like, it was horrible. And they were just patiently waiting to get out of that situation. So one day, she set up her phone in their living room.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do.
You have to. And they slept in separate bedrooms. And so she set the phone up. They're both sleeping. And all of a sudden, she heard something. And while you listen to this, you're going to hear a slam. And one of the girls says, was that you? And then you're going to hear a voice that says, no, a whisper. And that was not the roommate.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hopefully it's loud enough. Okay.
Oh my God.
Did you hear that? No.
Play again, play again,
oh my
play
God.
Again. Turn up the volume.
Was that you? Laura.
Oh, and you I could, hate that.
You could hear the other friend. She's like, Laura. And she's like, it wasn't me. Yeah. Like, you could hear her. Goes,
well, I spend hours listening to ghost voices because I have this segment on my show called EVPs or EV Please. EVPs are like electronic voice phenomena. When you, that's what that was, when you catch a ghost talking. And so I research, like, YouTube has like tons of them. So I like look for hours and hours to find like good ones. And that stuff late at night when I'm home alone and I'm like,
no,
so
that
do you think
YouTube
that was,
trail?
So do you think that was a real one? Like,
I don't know. I don't know anything, but that sounded real to me.
And they have the video, like, it's just like you set up. It's just set up in their dining room at night. Like, you can see it's just like facing a wall and like.
And then when you hear like the panic afterwards,
think about how scary though. Like, it's answering for her. It's like, was that you? And the ghost's just like, no, it wasn't. It was me.
Oh my God. No, the EVP thing. Like, if don't Google this if you're alone at home right now. But like, if you go on YouTube, I've been on for hours listening to that. And that is this. I think that's the scariest shit to me.
I don't like it at all.
No. Oh my God.
When I was at that penitentiary, I was like holding my phone and I was just asking questions. I'm like, is anyone here? Do I look cute today? Like, just seeing if anything, but I didn't catch anything.
Oh my God. Have you had any guests who have heard anyone speaking to them?
Yeah. Well, I have. And I mean, I've had like paranormal investigator people come on too. And so they've heard like a bunch, but yeah, I always play them and it's fun because I like to make up my own little ideas of what I think that the ghost might've said.
I love that.
Yeah, no, I'm like, with the voice thing, if I ever heard a voice, it's game over for me. I'm moving. Bye. If I set up my phone and I heard a ghost answer me, I will no longer be residing there.
I don't know.
I'm about the touch.
Oh, God.
If I felt a physical touch, I don't like that.
No, dude.
And that's what I talk about all the time. Like, all these ghosts are not from the Me Too era, okay?
Like, no, they are being violating personal space.
Yeah, they are from a time period where you could just grab someone.
These are aggressive
grab your
ghosts.
Butt, whatever. I've heard of, like, perv ghosts that, like to, like, touch people and be gross like that.
Yes.
But so I'm very curious. Ghosts, like, people that die from now on, like, they're going to be, like, is this okay?
Yeah. Ask permission beforehand. Yeah, no, we had a lot of messages from listeners, and it was a lot of, like, you know, felt someone like nails down the back of their neck. One girl said that she where she works, it's like everyone thinks that the room or the spot is haunted, and it's like a building from like the 1800s. She had to go into the basement, like no one would ever go down there. And she went down one time and she felt like the chill in the back of her neck and like felt a presence in there. And all of a sudden her necklace that had the clasp, she said, just came undone, like, but not like broke, nothing touched it. It just like, and dropped to the floor.
I would be running for my goddamn life. I don't know,
I'm like, how dare you take off my jewelry? This is not cheap, honey.
That's what I think about me and drag. It's just lots of things that could go wrong.
Can't get out of there fast enough. All right. Well, you know, I've heard that mediums talk about how spirits can attach themselves to certain things, like a mirror or a chair or something, like we were talking about, or a Ouija board. Mm. Are you scared that a spirit has attached itself onto your couch? Do you know how to solve that? Buy a new freaking couch.
Buy a new couch.
And I know exactly where you can get a gorgeous, affordable one. Article.
Yes, Article, the online furniture store that is the easiest way to buy beautiful modern furniture. Article cuts out the middleman to sell directly to you and keeps the prices low. Listen, I have purchased pieces over the years that were affordable and cute online, but time and time again, these pieces would show up not looking quite as cute in person or being super rickety and low quality. I have a beautiful dining room set from Article, and now my mother has purchased some chairs and couches, and what shocks me every time is the quality. These are beautiful beautifully crafted contemporary pieces at fair prices. You will get your money's worth and then some with Article.
And just in time for the summer, Article recently released their 2019 outdoor collection. Great patio furniture you need to check out on their website. We just got a deck built in our backyard, so I'm going to go look.
Hello.
Article has a fast, flat rate shipping to anywhere in U.S. and Canada, starting at just $49 with free basic shipping on all orders over $999 and additional options for in-room delivery and assembly assistance. Both Jess and I had amazing customer service experiences with the assembly assistants. They were so great, so helpful and patient.
Article is offering our listeners $50 off their first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/chatty. Go to article.com/chatty and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/chatty to get $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. So there was a story from someone, and we actually bumped into this individual at our recent live.
Oh my God. She said she was going to email us. Yes. So she did.
So she needs to stay anonymous. But she talks about her work for a hot minute. So here we go. And I have to read this because I don't know how to explain it without reading it.
I'm so excited because I remember her saying what she does.
So as I told you at the event, I work in healthcare, specifically pathology. Although I did also work in a nursing home for a while. During my time in the field, I have experienced things that have no logical explanation and that have convinced me beyond a shadow of a doubt that there is a world beyond this physical one and that there is absolutely something after death. My job mostly consists of cutting up body parts in a lab that come from live people post-surgery to grossly simplify things.
No.
I do have
like
the
amputation stuff?
No, it's once the person has passed.
She said from live people.
Oh, live people. No, sorry. And then she does have occasionally the occasional autopsy.
Okay. So, yeah.
So wait, she chops them up? Is that what you said?
Yes. So it consists of cutting up body parts in a lab from live people.
So maybe like if they have a disease and they have to get
so
like
it's
a
amputation? It has to be amputation,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know when else you remove a live body part from someone.
Like I'm
maybe
just like
cancerous,
not,
maybe like cancerous. So cancerous? Maybe they remove like a cancerous,
or if you're just like I'm really
organ?
Not feeling my arm, like I just want to
take it,
just take it away. I don't like it.
Okay,
but also this, she says, I do have the occasional autopsy, however. And it can be a full autopsy or can be a limited one. This particular autopsy was on someone who was wearing prayer beads when they died. In their culture, you wear the beads over the afflicted body parts that require healing and you pray over them. This body was draped with the beads over the chest. The autopsy proceeded, and during the Y incision, the beads were cut through instead of being removed and fell off to the side everywhere. It was pretty standard. The organs were eviscerated and examined. Oh, I can't handle blood. And afterwards, stuffed into a red biohazard bag, which was then shoved into a now empty abdominal cavity. Oh, I'm going to throw up. When they went to the adjacent office for a bit, to set down some paperwork and notes for the preliminary report, we walked back inside to transport the body bag and onto the gurney when we noticed the beads. They were back together as though they had never been cut through and were draped over the chest again. To this day, none of us have any explanation for it.
That's weird.
So, like, they cut through it and the beads fell everywhere.
Yeah.
And then it was back, put back together, back on the body.
That's just bizarre.
And creepy as hell.
Is it creepy?
That it like, I mean, I guess like prayer beads, it's nice, but like.
It was the Holy Spirit working in those beads, sweetie, to string them back together.
That's an interesting
question.
The
Lord works in mysterious ways.
That's an interesting question we got. So if you were raised Catholic, so people were asking us, like, what are our thoughts on ghosts, like, if we, like, believe in a life after death? Like, what's...
I mean, that's the funny thing is I don't even know if I believe in life after death, but I do believe in ghosts, which I guess doesn't make any sense.
I know. It's really, like... You know, I've been recording episodes for almost a year now, and so I've heard so many different stories. And I do... I am getting to a point where it's actually like helping my life, my like just quality of life every day, because I think about the afterlife differently than I used to. Like, I don't think about heaven and hell anymore. I think about, you know, like, what is a ghost? Like, to me, it feels like A lot of times, sort of like that person that doesn't want to grow up, like that person that doesn't want to move to the next, you know, when it's
move
like,
on,
it's
yeah.
like, honey, like you gotta, you know,
you don't live here anymore.
For me, I have no clue what happened. I mean, none of us know what happens.
No.
Right.
But I think it's a reincarnation thing.
Do you?
That's what I think.
You know, a psychic told me about Ruth. She said, she was like, wow, it's going to be so cool. Like, you've known her before. And she was like, just saying that. And I was like, oh, whoa. God.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's what I think from talking to psychics and stuff. That I think that we are spiritual beings. We're just right now, we're in these meat suits. I've had a couple of people refer to our bodies as meat suits. We're just, you know, we're placed in this vessel. You know, we learn our lessons, and then when it's over, maybe you meet with a god or something, and you go, okay, well, here's what you did. Here's how what'd you learn. All right, now you're going to be a plant, or I don't know. Like,
right.
Now you're going to be something else. Now you're going to be a baby. Now you're going to live in a different circumstance.
Yeah, I do think there is a moving on that has to happen, and it does seem like in traumatic or, like, surprise situations that sometimes spirits will have a hard time moving on. And I think I brought this up in the first episode, and I'll just cover it briefly again, because I had this dream after my cousin's boyfriend actually died in a fire, like a freak fire in the middle of the night, like an electrical thing in his trailer.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And with his dogs. And I had a dream like a couple nights later. I barely even knew him, but I couldn't get him off of my mind. And I had a dream that I was sitting with him in my grandmother's house, and I was telling him, I was like, we'll call him Bob. I was like, Bob, you have to move on. Like, what are you doing here? You don't live here anymore. And he was like, he was shocked. He had his head in his hands in my dream, and he was just like, what? And I had to tell him, like, you died. Like, you died in a fire. And he was just like so distraught. You could just tell he was like, what the fuck? And I was just you can't be here anymore. And I had to tell him that in my dream, and it really weighed on me.
Yeah.
And, like, who knows? I don't know if I, like, actually talked to his spirit, but I think,
like,
it's, like...
What's strange is that, like, a lot of... I would say, actually, like, 60%, 70% of the stories we got were people who were staying in homes of a friend or whoever who had like, their, you know, they were staying at their friend's house, and their friend's dad had passed away, like, 2 years ago. And all of a sudden, like, they had a dream or, like, a vision or saw the dad. And it's kind of interesting because you're going, like, when they talk to the family, they'd be like, no, we don't see him. But it's almost like when someone else is maybe, like, in that space, it's like, no, they're seeing maybe someone who's not willing to maybe completely remove themselves, especially if you have, like, a father who's, like, his family still lives there, like, or, like, your grandma,
exactly.
Like, this is my family. I'm not willing to fully detach my
spirit.
Yeah,
I think with my grandmother, like, I was so young when she passed, and, like, my sisters were a little bit older, and they got a little bit more time. And I think that, to me in particular, she was like, I just want a little bit of time with this one, you know, like, I didn't, you know, because she was sick for a long time in my youth, so she didn't really get to. So, yeah, I think that there's a lot of reasons why quote unquote ghosts occur. But it really does seem kind of like unfinished business, you know, which, you know, I think people. Well, I was talking to a psychic that's successful. He's a medium, and he speaks to people's relatives that have passed. And I asked him on the podcast about ghosts going to haunted houses. And he's like, I don't want to deal with, like, these ghosts that don't want to move on. Like, you know,
I don't need that emotional baggage.
Yeah. Like it's, he likes to talk to people that have already passed to the other side. And, you know,
oh, that's so interesting because, like, the ones who are currently here have, like,
issues,
a chip on their
shoulder.
It's
like, why are you here, and why is not every ghost here, you
know?
So
or why is not every human still on earth?
So interesting.
Yeah. And then I wonder, can ghosts then pass on? Like, can they then make the final step,
or are they, like, chained to the earth forever?
Have you guys ever listened to Snap Judgment? Mm-mm. It's another podcast, and it's a pretty big one, but they have a couple specials a year where they'll do, like, I think they call it campfire tales, and then it's like spooky stories. But there's this one where this lady talks about moving into this house where that she basically becomes friends with a ghost family of children, and how she, like, literally would, like, leave gifts in the attic for them, like a basketball for the younger boy, and then she'd hear the basketball bouncing up in the attic.
I don't know.
Well, that's why I think, like, with children ghosts, like, it does seem to be very common for children. And it's, I mean, they have so much life to live. So, like, maybe that's why they're still around.
Maybe they tend to be more common.
Like, when you really think about ghosts, it's like, sad.
It is sad. Have some peace. Have some rest. Like, stop.
But I do have, like, the theory, like, maybe my two theories are, like, one, okay, we're all made of energy, right? Like, we're just energy. Sure. So if, like, a ghost could just be leftover energy from a person who passed away, and, like, maybe, like, you know, you have, like, when I die, my body's dead, but my energy is going to go somewhere else. It's just scientific.
Yeah.
So maybe you have a strong energy where, like, your zhuzh is left over
somewhere. I think so, too. I think there's so many reasons why ghost phenomena can happen. Yeah. And I think that that's true. I think sometimes when that happens, it's usually not, like, what they call an intelligent haunting. So it's more just, like...
Oh, interesting.
You know, just little things happen. Maybe just, like, random a chair turns around, or I don't know. You know, just little things. Or maybe you just see a ghost of a person just walking. But then when I think someone is truly stuck here, I think that's more when you start to see, like, they communicate with you, and, you know, they say no or whatever.
Right. Oh my God. And then
do you think sometimes they're just, like, evil people too, who then have a vendetta, like, trauma that happened in their life, and so they can't give it up into their afterlife, like that or ghost, like, in the girl's apartment who just wanted to fuck with other women.
Or, like, there is no hell and they're just, like, stuck here.
Well, I've also heard of, like, pranksters. Like if a prankster dies, like, then they're still going to want to mess with people.
Yeah, their energy is, like, still around, and they want to, like...
Because that's why sometimes I think about, like, I kind of want to be a ghost. Like, I kind of want to just, like, mess with people.
Yeah,
like,
well, I love to scare people. Here. I love, as a living person, am here. I love to, I used to hide in the dryer, and my sister, I'd have my other sister tell my other sister, like, oh, you have clean clothes in the dryer, like, your clothes are done. And then she'd open the dryer, and I was, like, 8, and I'd be like,
oh my God.
Inside of the dryer. Like,
oh, I'm all about it.
I love doing shit like that.
Well, I'll tell my second theory, and then you get a plug, and then I know you have a big event tonight.
Oh, yeah.
But, okay, so my other theory, and, like, track with me on this one.
Okay.
Because I sound like a crazy person, maybe. Right. But, like, what if there are so many different, like, dimensions, and, like, time is not what we thought it was, and it's maybe not, like, linear?
Well, what it's not.
It's not linear, right? So what if it's, like, there's all these linear lines of the different dimensions going on, and, like, time is coming across like this. And so on this planet right now, there's other stories happening. So, like, a ghost is just, like, a flicker of someone else that's, like, currently in this same space.
Whoa.
In a different dimension.
Who got mixed up in dimensions, sort of.
Or, like, there's just, like, a flicker. Like a
flicker
deja
of another dimension.
Yeah, like, we're, like, you're just seeing, like, a little, like, a moment where it comes across. Maybe they're not, like, even trying to, like, bother you. They're actually just doing something in their own
maybe
home.
We're being ghosts right now.
Exactly. Maybe, like, we're, you know, someone in another dimension is, like, seeing us right now.
Now you guys remind me of Beetlejuice. Like, we're in somebody else's house and we don't know it. We're doing a podcast and we're dead.
This is someone else's house in a different dimension. I don't know. I always get kind of, like,
that's weird to think about. Like, somebody's gonna live here when it cost $5 million to own this house 60 years in the future.
But they're doing it right now. It's all happening right now.
Weird,
right?
Oh my God. This so is I don't know. So much, my mind, like, blows when I think about things like this.
Leave you with that mind stretch that keeps me up at night all the time.
Yeah.
Is it crazy? Maybe, but it keeps me up.
Yeah. I think about that all the time. I'm like, am I a ghost, like, right now? Like, you don't know.
You're like, honestly, I'm too fabulous to be real. So, like, I must just
this
be a,
like,
ghost.
Yeah. Well, then I go to, like, a mall and I try to use that automatic in the bathroom, like, to get your the sink. Like, the sink, and, like, my hands are not, like, that never works for me. And I'm convinced that I'm a ghost.
You're just a ghost every time now. To, like, bless us with your drag and tell spooky stories.
Yeah.
And you just, like, walk out and walk through the door. Like,
this, like, is just, all just one EVP.
You just evaporate.
Yeah, definitely.
One very long EVP. I love that.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for coming, Ross.
Oh, this is really fun.
Do a little quick plug for us.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. My dream is to become Instagram famous. So follow me at Roz Dresfalez.
Done.
And then you can see what I look like when I put a lot of effort into it. And please listen to my podcast, which is every Thursday. It's called Ghosted by Rosdress Velez. Even if you don't believe in ghosts, I think it's just fun just to like listen.
It's a great podcast.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's exciting.
Thank you. Yeah, and so I've had I had my idol, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, on, which is like such a cool episode.
Oh my God.
And yeah, we have like celebrities. We have everyday people. We've had psychics, paranormal investigators. We've had famous drag queens, just all kinds of fun people. And we like to keep it a little bit silly, but also spooky, and we talk about stuff like this.
Yes.
Amazing.
Awesome. Love it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Sleep tight tonight, Bronze.
Yes, yes. Chat soon.
Chat soon.
Bye.
Bye.